Now back to the Ocean State Business Expo live from the Crown Plaza in Warwick on AM 790.
Yes, and welcome back. This is Service Matters. I'm Dave Clifton here along with Rona Mann. Tony Mascaro is our producer for today's broadcast. And of course, when you think about the purpose, Rona, of us coming together today, it's to create and bring small business communities together to meet, to inspire, and to build. And our guest right now is Tad Mayer. He's a coach, a trainer, and a speaker, and he's very much involved as in career negotiations, and he's going to be speaking on that topic in the conference room today,
right
here at the Expo.
Yeah.
Tell us about your responsibilities with career negotiations.
Well, I help coach people and train people so that I work in two sides. I work with businesses and I work with individuals. And on the business side, I help businesses retain talent by training them to manage their careers within the company.
It's hard to get talent today, so retaining must really be difficult.
Retention's very hard because turnover's so high. And so helping people to learn how to manage their careers within a company, to be able to figure out the ways to be, if they want a promotion or if they want to change departments, for them to understand what pre-work they have to do and how to have that interaction in a way that'll be successful, instead of trying it, it not working and leaving, can be incredibly valuable to the company. So I come in and I train either managers to coach their staff to be able to do that, or coach the staff directly.
Are you training people to communicate better? Because I find today so much is done on the internet. I hear commercials about hiring where you're not looking face-to-face at people, you're reading resumes, and isn't it more important to get that person in there and eyeball them and look at them and let them know that this is a great job, maybe you'll fit, tell me how you'll fit, and if we do hire you, you're a valuable member of the team.
It's true. The one-on-one interaction is incredibly valuable, and it's not necessarily valued by all job candidates. They think they can do it all online. They think they can do it all by email.
Or Facebook.
And the face-to-face, exactly why we're here today, you know, to network and meet people. The whole face-to-face, some people asked, why do people hire you? Well, one of the major reasons people hire me is because they meet me. It's just that one-on-one and the interaction so you can get the chemistry. So I completely agree with you.
How right you are. And I think about the five C's. I think about continuity, communication, cooperation, a commitment, and continuing education, which is training. And I'd like to add another C, and that would be coaching.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I work with clients, I work with individual clients also, and I work with them to think about what's important to the other person you're speaking with. How can you have a conversation with them so it's not only, let's say you're in a job interview, it's not just going through the job description and how well you fulfill it, it's also figuring out beyond that what's important to the person, because the person you're interviewing with probably didn't write the job description. So they have other interests that are important, and if you can find those out and then say, by the way, I know it's important to you to change the paradigm of something, I'd like to tell you how I can contribute to that, they're going to be blown away. It's going to be a whole different conversation.
Do you often find that the job description isn't accurate? You know, I think about the real estate industry.
Yeah.
People rarely buy the home that they called about that's in the paper. They think they wanted a three-bedroom ranch, and all of a sudden they see something else. Yeah. And I know from past experiences, employers, a lot of them don't know how to write a good job description, so they're not necessarily getting that good fit.
I think that's a good point, and it's true for many jobs. It's either not written well or they haven't, it definitely doesn't capture the whole job or the whole experience. So to rely on it solely can really limit someone in how they present themselves for the job. And you mentioned fit earlier.
Yes.
It's really important to figure out if there is a fit. So it's not only going through the job description and how you can help them, but also how's this going to be for me working there? If I'm interviewing with you, what's this going to be like for me? Is this going to meet my needs?
Do you teach people how to interview properly?
From that perspective, yes.
Can you do something then with our candidates?
I'm sorry?
Can you do something with our candidates out there?
I was thinking, Rona,
it's a job interview.
as he was speaking, he would make a terrific guest at a local Rotary Club or Alliance Club.
Sure would.
Talking about the same kinds of things.
Oh, thank you. That would be exciting. I'd love to do that.
How do people reach you then? What's the best way to reach you?
My website, which is www.careernegotiationswithans.com.
Say it one more time, because I always think of the people that are out there driving.
Thank you. It's careernegotiationswithans.com.
And you can go on his webpage at www.careernegotiations.com.
Exactly.
And you can see a lot of information. And today you're going to be a speaker, the featured speaker in the last session here at the Expo. And
what are you going to speak about, Ted?
I'm talking about some of the common errors that happen in people's career development. The top three.
And can you give us a little preview of what that is?
Sure. Part of it I already did, which is part of it is well, I'll give you a small piece of it. Along the lines of what we were talking about, if you interview someone, let's say I'm looking to hire someone, and I interview someone who says I'm good with people and here demonstrates that, and I can give a presentation and here's a list of the presentations I've done and the clients I've talked in front of, and I also have a track record I can show you of how I've beaten my numbers every quarter. Great. Then you interview someone else who says the exact same thing, and then they say, you know what, I read your LinkedIn profile and your company bio, and I read the interview you did with, I don't know, I'm making this up, but industryexpert.com, and I saw that you want to change the paradigm for sales in this industry. You want this company to be the leader in it, and you want your team to take on this new approach, not only in their sales calls, but also in day-to-day activity. I can show you how I can help contribute to that. And if we have time, I'd love to ask you what else is important to you and how I may be able to contribute to the team doing better at that.
Hired on the spot.
Yeah, because they're looking beyond it.
Yeah, because the person has to show that they're interested, not just in getting hired, but tell me about your company.
Exactly.
Tell me what you're looking for.
You've got to make them, because it's not just about pushing out what, you know, how great you are. It's not a sales pitch. It's a fit conversation, to your point before. And to have that fit conversation, you've really got to dive into what's important for them. And then they're going to ask questions like, okay, so how is this going to work for you? They're going to ask
questions.
Do you
find that people coming out of college today are better equipped than they used to be, or not as well equipped?
I think they're more focused. I think they've thought I think they've thought about what they want to do much earlier.
They've been trained in how to do a resume. They've been trained in how to present themselves, and they've been trained on looking into what the company's all about and what the goals should be.
But
exactly.
I find that a lot of them are not trained in how to speak, how to look somebody in the eye, how to not mumble, how to not say, you know, every 2 minutes, but to really speak, because they're not used to speaking. They're used to electronics.
Stereotypically, that's true, and that's the challenge, is they want to do it online. They want to do it by pressing the button and having the resume go, and there are more challenges with a one-on-one communication. Absolutely.
Ted Mayer, we'd like to thank you so much for being a terrific guest. Wish you the best of luck in your presentation today on coaching, training, and, of course, the importance of speaker.
One more time, Ted, you want to give that website?
Sure. It's careernegotiationswithans.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
And good luck at 4:30. Folks, if you're in the area, come hear Ted Mayer.
And Rona and I will be back with another guest. We're going to take this brief time out for these important messages. Take it away, Tony.